Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Oh, boy, I think I ruffled a couple of feathers inside of the Every Day is Saturday community yesterday. We'll get into that in just a minute. My name's Sam Crowley, host of the Every Day is Saturday podcast, streaming on iTunes as well as everydayissaturday.com. Won't you become a subscriber? Just go to iTunes, click the subscribe button. That way, you will make sure that you are the best looking, most attractive, most intelligent, successful, athletic, what else? Everything to everybody in the world if you just click the subscribe button. Guaranteed. Guaranteed to change your life. All of that and a bag of chips. My name's Sam Crowley, and I am your host, and you are my prisoner for the next 18 to 22 minutes as we dive into the greatest motivational show on the planet. And let me tell you something, my friend. Yesterday, I pulled a little trick, man. It was just harmless. I mean, it's no big deal. But man, oh man, some of you, let me read some of these tweets I got. Just for those of you that didn't listen to yesterday's show, it was April Fool's Day. And I just said, hey, we're signing off for good. And sayonara, it's my last show. I'm going on to bigger and better things, greener pastures. And that was it. Last show. Lasted about 3 minutes because I'm horrible at, I'm not horrible, but I couldn't pull that prank off for very long. So I gave it up after the first few minutes. But holy moly, macaroni, some of you. Douglas Crawford, dude, I was looking around for a tall building from which to jump. You got me. Dwayne Klassen, Sam, you got me. Well played. Matt, these are all Twitter, by the way. Everybody on Twitter, Matt My Success. You got me. I was getting upset with you. I really didn't believe it. Shocked. And then a big smile. Mr. Chris Hip Hop Dance. Mr. Chris Hip Hop Dance. Oh, I love that. Okay, cool, man. I don't hip hop dance anymore, you know? I think I've graduated off that, but let me tell you, man, I could bust a move seriously back in the day. Dude, you got me. Nice. Allison Lorraine Toyne. Sam, you got me. April Fool started tearing up. Ha ha. Oh, and here's my favorite from at Plan to Succeed Now. A tweet to me. You suck! Exclamation point. You got me. 3 exclamation points. I'm gullible, LOL. Thought you were going through a major depression. I'll send you my doc bill. That's awesome. Anyway, hey, I am not going anywhere because, like I said, this is all I got, man. This is why I do what I do. The voodoo that I do is to speak the Every Day is Saturday gospel all across the world, man. This is such an awesome opportunity for me. I know you guys love listening to the show. You don't get half the satisfaction I get from just delivering the message. I mean, I almost feel spoiled, you know, that I finally get to do what I want to do for a living. You know what I mean? And it's awesome. And that's what I want you to be able to do. Not only that, but I want you to be prosperous. I want you to be wealthy, not just with money, but with relationships and health and everything that goes into making Every Day Saturday. Because if Every Day is Saturday were just about the money, and I know I'm shallow, right? Both hands in the air. But it would really be a pretty shallow existence because I've had a lot of money, and I'm not bragging. I'm just saying for me, for a kid that grew up on welfare and going to the store with food stamps and things like that and really kind of failing until I was in my 30s or so, I've not had money. I've had more money than I thought I'd ever have in my entire life. And I can tell you, I talk about it all the time. One Fairchild Place, Buffalo, New York, a 3-bedroom apartment I was sharing with 2 other girls, strictly platonic. And the rent was $400 a month, and my share was $133. I've never been happier. Listen to me. I've never been happier. Now, look, I love my wife. I love my kids. I'm not saying anything about that. I'm saying just from being 22. Think about when you were 22 years old. No worries in the world, and you thought everything was a big deal, right? You know, when you're in high school, it's, you know, the teenage years, everything's drama, drama, drama. For guys, it's wearing the Letterman's jacket, being cool, wearing the comb. Do guys still have a comb in the back pocket? God, what a loser. Remember the 80s? You know, it's like you got the comb in the back pocket, the feathered hairdo. I'm dating myself, man. Plus, I'm totally losing all credibility with everybody. But, and then it was in college, you know, it was just the apartment living, dividing up the phone bill, the cable, the electric. And then you get married, you start having kids, and it's just everything changes. I'll tell you what, 21, 22 years old, living in Buffalo, New York, splitting that rent three ways, $400 a month, was the best time of my life. I thought I had worries then. I got no worries. Oh, by the way, it's T-minus 2 days until the oral surgeon yanks every flipping wisdom tooth out of my mouth. And I was wondering last night, I posted on my Facebook page, I wonder if he's thinking about me this week as much as I'm thinking about him. I doubt it. And I'm kind of torn with this guy. I'm certain he's qualified. I've seen the certificates on his wall. But he doesn't have a personality. And I'm okay with that. Because like I always say, I don't need Jay Leno yanking out my wisdom teeth. You know what I mean? But geez, I just want to feel just a little bit more comfortable with this guy. But it ain't going to happen, man. It ain't going to happen. I'm going to have to put all my trust in this dude. I'm going to call him Thursday night, like around 9 o'clock, make sure he's in bed early, got a good night's sleep, didn't go out drinking or anything like that. And let's just make sure we're all on the same page. So put a big prayer up for yours truly Friday, April 4th at 10:30 in the morning. I'll be in that chair. Now, as far as the Everyday Saturday podcast, we ain't going to miss a beat, man. I'm going to pre-record a couple of shows to keep you motivated and inspired and focused on your Saturday. So once again, yesterday, April Fools, I'm sorry. I know I moved your cheese, right? But I had a lot of fun doing it. And I'm back better than ever today. Hey, I want to talk to you about this. I posted it on my Facebook page last night. This really speaks to me. It's a quote by Steve Jobs, and it's only just a couple sentences. Listen to this. I like this a lot. Life can be much broader once you discover one simple fact. Everything around you that you call life was made up by people that were no smarter than you. And you can change it. You can influence it. Once you learn that, you'll never be the same again. Steve Jobs. I believe that, man. Life can be much broader once you discover that everything around you that you call life was built by somebody that was no smarter than you. And I think that at its essence is what should really motivate you to think, you know, are these people really that much smarter than I am? Is the person, if I'm making $50,000 a year right now, is somebody that's making $500,000 a year really 10 times smarter than I am? I don't even think that's possible to be 10 times. Nobody is 10 times smarter than anybody. I think somebody could be 10 times more disciplined than somebody else, 10 times more focused, 10 times more motivated, but it's impossible to be 10 times smarter than your fellow man. It's doing your own self such a disservice. It's having such a limited belief that the creator would make one person less intelligent than somebody else to that level. You know what I mean? And when you really experience that, let's say, for example, that you're in a situation right now where you're stuck. You're in quicksand. You're not going anywhere. You're spinning your wheels. You wake up in the morning. You're less than inspired. You're less than motivated to get going. And then all of a sudden it's 5 o'clock and you're either making dinner for the family or you're running the kids to soccer or softball or cheerleading. And before you know it, it's 9 o'clock. You're worn out. Your day has come and gone and you have absolutely done nothing towards what it is you really want to do. And then you lay in bed at night and you're frustrated and you think about everything you didn't get done. And then also you think about everything you need to get done the next day and the next week. And oh, by the way, the bills are piling up, right? The collectors don't care. You know, the utility companies don't care that you got your best intentions, that things just aren't working out, that you're trying to launch this big dream of yours and get moving forward, but you just can't do it. Nobody else cares. They're still sending you the bills. Look, understand this much. where I have seen this with a lot of my own coaching clients and people that I speak to, it involves just a few things, a few basic things. Number one, life's an inside job, and you really need to understand that. What's going on in those 6 inches between your ears means everything. It means everything. And it's not just the seeds that you're sowing in your own mind. It's the seeds that you are allowing to be sown in your mind from other people. Think about that. Think about that. Who do you speak to? Who do you allow to speak to you? What are the beliefs that you're allowing to penetrate your mind? You need to stand guard at the entrance of your mind. You know, the great Jim Rohn used to talk about a race. And think about this. If you were running, let's say, I think he used the metaphor of a marathon. Let's just say a few, let's say 5 miles, because 5 miles is a good jog, okay? Let's say you're running 5 miles and somebody's running next to you 5 miles. And you're running around the track, and let's say every 4 laps around this, you know, track is a mile. So every 4 laps you run is a mile. And every now and again, let's say every 100 yards or so, the person running next to you just gives you a little nudge. It's no big deal, right? No big deal. But every 100 yards you're getting that nudge. What's there, 1,700 yards in a mile or so? I know it's 5,280 feet. I don't know why I know that, but that's like fourth grade I've known that. A mile is 5,280 feet. Let's say 1,700 yards or so. So 17 times each mile, you're getting knocked out. Just a little bit, just a little nudge. How far are you going to be from the finish line? I mean, you're going to be in another zip code. Think about that. But that's what we allow people to do every single day when we hang around individuals that don't share the same thoughts that we share, the same beliefs, and just the same outlook. Yeah, I had a call with my buddy Gabe last night. Every now and again, I'll pick up the phone and I'll call somebody who just a mastermind for an hour. I mean, it is no agenda, which is really my whole life, unscripted. This show is unscripted. Those of you that listen, you know that, right? I just turn on the mic, I hit record, and I let it rip. Because for me, that's my brand. That doesn't need to be your brand. That doesn't make it the right brand. It's just my brand. I want to be life unscripted. I am so done with taking orders from people, especially a boss. It's like, who the hell do you think you are to be able to tell me what I should do? Now, I realize you're signing my paycheck, and with that comes responsibility, but you're taking it just a little bit too far. You know this whole thing where the job was supposed to be Monday to Friday, 8 to 5 with an hour lunch? This whole thing about a working in lunch and then coming back on Saturday for a few hours and maybe staying late and missing my daughter's recitals and things like that, that ain't happening in my life. You know, you're taking that a little bit too far. You're taking, it's like the old adage, you give someone an inch, they think they're a ruler, right? So Gabe and I are on the phone. I just picked up the phone. He's like, hey, what's up? Sam is, hey, Gabe, how you doing, buddy? You got a minute to chat? Yeah, sure, let's talk. So we just talk, you know, and through those conversations come great ideas, like what's working for you, what's not working for you, and it's more of a talk about life. You know, Gabe's a Christian, I'm a Christian, so we talk about God, and we talked about the Holy Spirit working in our lives and things like that. Nothing too deep, you know, it's not like we're speaking in tongues on the phone, but when you find somebody who has, number one, they understand you. If you have just a handful of people in your life that understand you, you're lucky. They don't judge you. A friend walks in when everybody else walks out, you know, and I talk about my buddy Mike, best man at my wedding, known him since I was 5 years old, both grew up in Bradford, PA. I could call Mike, I could go 6 months and never speak to him, and we could pick right up where we left off, laughing, catching up, what's going on, how's the kids, he's the godparent of my kids, I'm the godparent of his kids. I mean, it's really, if you have one friend like that, you're lucky. You know what I mean? But I encourage you to pick up the phone and begin an accountability type relationship with somebody, just anybody. And look, I would not recommend it be somebody who is always going to be a yes person. You know what I mean? Like, oh, yeah, sure, that's great. Oh, you're great. Oh, that sounds fantastic. No, you want somebody, like when I was on the call with Gabe last night, he challenged me a few times. And I was like, you know, I think I might create this product. He's like, I don't think you should, man. I don't think there's a market for it. I think it's a lot of work. And I don't know if there's a great ROI. And it doesn't sound like, I mean, I haven't heard you talk about that a lot. It doesn't sound like you have a great passion for that. I was like, huh. You know what? You're right. But see, back in the day, I would have taken that and said, well, dude, I mean, come on, man. Quit coming at me. Why don't you just support me? But a coach, here's the thing. The difference between a coach and a mentor. Like a coach is going to tell you what you want to hear. And a mentor is going to tell you what you need to hear. And there's a big difference, you know? Coaches are great, but if you got somebody that's going to be rah, 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 oh, you're great, you're great, you're great, that's going to hurt you. Because you need someone to say, no, 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 no. I wouldn't recommend. Knowing what I know about you, I would not recommend you get on that road. You know, so I would highly encourage you to find an accountability partner, but also somebody that's going to give you great ideas that you can just talk to. You don't have to put the guard up. You don't have to pretend like you're really super successful. You don't even have to pretend like you're having a great day. You know, I'll pick up the phone and I'll call a few. I have a few of these accountability partners, some in the U.S., some outside the U.S., and I'll jump on a Skype call or I'll jump on a regular call. And these are individuals that I can confide in, and I don't have to pretend like I'm having a great day. Matter of fact, those of you know, I'll tell you, if I ain't having a great day on my podcast, like last week, when I just shut it down one day, it might have been the show Monday or Tuesday. If you're listening to this on a recording, it'd be towards the end of March, like the 24th or so. And I said, hey, man, I'm just shutting it down. I lost my driver's license. I was at the Bureau of Motor Vehicles. I found out I had to get my wisdom teeth out, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, dude, I'm just shutting it down. You can be real, man. Life ain't about being a phony. Life's about being authentic. You know what I mean? Like, it's about being able to be who you are and still be able to make a great living and still be able to be wealthy. Wealthy in what? In money, in relationships, in spirit, in health. If you got to fake it to be rich, if you've got to be a phony, it ain't worth it, man. It just ain't worth it. I promise you, I know so many people, especially on the speaker circuit. You know what I mean? Like these guys and girls I share the stages with and have been for the past 5 years or so, they're hurting. Everybody has a hidden wound. Everybody has a hidden wound. I flub the dub all the time. I've got this sarcastic, you know, sense of humor and kind of a cutting sense of humor, and I get that from my mom, you know. And I've got a much more mellow exterior than I used to. You know, I used to be kind of a real jerk, taking shots at people. I try not to do it as much, but it's just kind of like I'm a jokester, you know. And sometimes I hurt people's feelings. I don't mean to do that, but you know, sometimes it happens. And I'm human, like you're human, like everybody's human. You know, you ask for forgiveness and you move on and you try to do better the next day. But a lot of these speakers that I share the stages with, they have challenges, you know, and very few of them allow the real them. Because listen, I'm in the personal development space. So if you're in the space I'm in, you got to have all the answers. You know what I mean? Like you got to have it all figured out. You got to be wealthy. You got to be happy. You got to look good. You got to be in shape. You got to put this, you know, facade up that, you know, I got no issues. Because how am I going to sell you my product if I show you that I have issues? Now, what I'm not saying is you get up on stage and to say, hi, I'm an alcoholic, I'm depressed, and whoo, boy, I got way too much month at the end of the money, and I've got a product for sale today for $4,000. Could you buy it? Because I'm about to get evicted from my house. Okay, that's not how you position a product. There's a tap dance on the head of a needle that you can do. You must be authentic. Whatever you decide to do in life, be authentic, because that's going to trump any of this other nonsense. Because, like I said, these speakers, I get a chance to see them. You know, we hang out. We're kind of a close-knit group. You're on the road. You're away from your family, so you grab dinner together. You grab a drink together, and you kind of hang out in between when your time to speak on the stage. And they open up. You know, after a while, they open up. And, you know, I'm way too open. I mean, I'm I open up way too much to people. But when you're with somebody, you realize and say, look, man, you wish you could just say, and I give this advice, say, look, why don't you show a little bit more of that person? You know, well, I can't, you know, I can't. I'm like, you know, you can. So what if you lose a few sales, but you sleep a little bit better at night? Or it's cathartic sometimes to say, and again, when you're on stage or whether you're shooting videos, you don't tell people all the problems. I'm not talking about that. I'm saying just be a little bit more authentic, a little more real, and a little less phony. You know, I can't tell you how far that's going to take you. It's going to, if you're a marketer, it's going to, I promise you, because I've seen it in my own business. You know, I tried to be that guy. Oh, I got all the answers. Every day is Saturday. I think the biggest mistake, I talk about this all the time, that held my business back for the first 18 months is I tried to put a program together and be a speaker and get paid to speak these keynote fees every day is Saturday in the workplace as well as, you know, outside of a job. Now, do I believe that? I do believe that. I do believe there's people. I do believe there's people every day making every day Saturday because they love what they do. But it's a very small percentage. It's less than 20%. You know, most people, if you gave them the truth serum, you put a gun to the head and said, "Look, do you really love what you do? Would you do it every day? Would you do it for free?" They'd say no. They just say no. But that's just reality. And once I decided that I am no longer going to try to speak or create products for that group of individuals, there's somebody else that can preach that message much better than I can. And it's ego. You know, you try to think you have all the answers. A lot of it's ego. My business took off because then I was set free. I was able to be this guy that you hear right now, Sam Crowley, on the Everyday Saturday podcast, and I was able to be the champion to the entrepreneur, the dreamer, the doer, the entrepreneur, the person, you know, who believes that working 5 days a week to be able to take 2 days off is absolutely crazy, you know? And once I let that other half go, the workplace type of mentality, my business took off. So that's the advice today, is to be authentic, be who you are, and understand, you know? We started this whole show today with the Steve Jobs quote that I shared, and it really spoke to me. And I want to just say it one more time, and we'll end the show with this, but think about this. Life can be much broader once you discover one simple fact. Everything around you that you call life was made up by people that were no smarter than you. And you can change it. You can influence it. Once you learn that, you'll never be the same again. My name's Sam Crowley, host of the Everyday Saturday podcast. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Everyday is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Everyday is Saturday.